a 2% drop in hydration can meaningfully impair a triathlete's performance, cognition, and recovery. The central argument is that hydration and sleep are not separate recovery variables. They interact continuously. Dehydration disrupts sleep architecture, hormonal balance, and neural function, while poor sleep worsens fluid regulation and recovery capacity. For triathletes, this relationship is especially important because multi-sport training creates high cumulative stress, early morning sessions, complex environmental demands, and long recovery windows between races. Sleep is a core performance driver, not just a passive rest state. Elite athletes generally need more high-quality sleep than non-athletes. Young adult athletes typically spend about 61% of sleep in light sleep, 16% in deep sleep, and 23% in REM sleep. Deep sleep or slow-wave sleep is particularly important because it aligns with growth hormone release and supports tissue repair, muscle protein synthesis, glycogen restoration, and neural recovery. Sleep disruption is common. 50-80% of elite athletes report sleep problems, and 22-26% report severe issues. Heavy training can reduce sleep efficiency from about 95% to 82%, increase awakenings, and alter recovery processes. Poor sleep is also linked to higher rates of upper respiratory infections, impaired glucose handling, disrupted hormones, and reduced protein synthesis. Sleep patterns also shift across the training season. Athletes show more slow-wave sleep at the start of the season and during peak training, around 29%, compared with about 18% during taper. This suggests the body increases deep sleep when recovery demand is highest. During heavy training, sleep duration can fall by roughly 36 minutes and efficiency by 0.8% compared with preseason. In season, duration may drop by 42 minutes and efficiency by 3%. Polysomnography, the gold standard for sleep assessment, shows athletes often achieve about 86.3% sleep efficiency and average 7.2 hours per night. Still, many athletes underestimate their sleep problems. 64% score as poor sleepers on the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index, even though many perceive their sleep as only fairly good. Dehydration affects sleep through several physiological pathways. The brain is about 75% water, so even mild fluid loss can alter neural function. Dehydration can damage the endothelial glycocalyx, impairing how blood vessels respond to stress. It also reduces blood volume, forcing the body to compensate by increasing heart rate and stroke volume, activating the sympathetic nervous system, releasing volume-regulating hormones, and constricting blood vessels. These compensatory mechanisms keep the body in a heightened state of arousal, which can interfere with sleep onset and continuity. Dehydration also affects neurotransmitters and sleep-wake regulation. Poor sleep can disrupt vasopressin release, increasing water loss, while dehydration can further degrade sleep, creating a negative feedback loop. Dehydration may also alter gene expression in the brain, affect hormone control, and change neural activity patterns, especially in the frontoparietal region. The effects are more serious with greater fluid loss. Losing just 3% of body mass through sweat can reduce blood flow to the brain. Because subjective thirst is unreliable, triathletes need objective hydration monitoring. A body mass loss greater than 2% suggests meaningful dehydration. Urine-specific gravity above 1.02 g/mL and urine osmolality above 700 mmol/kg are practical markers of hypohydration. Useful field methods include first morning urine assessment, pre- and post-exercise body mass tracking, thirst scales, and heart rate response to postural change. No single measure is perfect, so the best approach combines multiple methods. Plasma analysis during key training blocks and bioelectrical impedance for total body water can add useful context, though accuracy can vary with skin temperature and electrolyte status. The performance costs of dehydration are substantial. Even mild fluid loss impairs cognition. Attention, short-term memory, reaction time, and decision-making all decline. In controlled studies, dehydration lowered vigor and esteem-related affect and increased error rates in cognitive tasks. Physically, hypohydration can reduce strength by about 2%, power output by about 3%, and high-intensity endurance by about 10%. Blood viscosity rises and blood volume falls, limiting oxygen delivery to working muscles and impairing cooling. Rehydration can reverse some of these deficits. In studies, rehydration improved mood disturbance scores, short-term memory, reaction time, and mental workability. Fatigue dropped from 4.3 to 2.1. Reading speed increased from 339.3 to 486.4 words per minute. And mental workability rose from 356.1 to 450.2 points. Sleep deprivation also affects fuel storage. After 30 hours of sleep loss, pre-exercise muscle glycogen concentration fell from 310 plus or minus 67 to 209 plus or minus 60 mmol/kg dry weight. This matters for triathletes because glycogen availability directly affects training quality and race performance. Triathletes face unique hydration challenges. In full distance events, athletes can typically absorb only about 1 liter of fluid per hour during the bike leg, making pre-race preparation critical. Preloading with 500-750 ml of a strong electrolyte drink containing about 1500 mg of sodium per liter several hours before the start can expand blood volume and reduce cardiovascular strain. Recovery between events should be distance specific. Sprint races require about 7-10 days, Olympic races 10-14 days, half Ironman 14-28 days, and full Ironman at least 21 days, with periods of complete rest followed by reduced intensity training. Practical strategies should address both sleep and hydration as one integrated system. Athletes should aim for 7-9 hours of sleep, though some triathletes may need more, especially during high training loads. Consistent sleep and wake times, sleep extension programs, and short strategic naps during heavy blocks can improve recovery. Sleep extension can add 46-113 minutes per night and improve objective and subjective recovery metrics. Rest days also improve sleep efficiency and reduce nighttime awakenings. Hydration planning should be individualized and environment-based. A useful baseline is 500-600 ml of water 2-3 hours before exercise and 200-300 ml 10-20 minutes before training. Hourly intake should increase with heat and humidity. Up to 500 ml in cool conditions, up to 750 ml in warm conditions, and up to 1000 ml in hot or humid conditions, with sodium intake adjusted accordingly. Athletes should also load electrolytes 2-3 days before competition, monitor urine color and frequency, adjust intake based on sweat rate, and follow structured post-exercise rehydration. After significant fluid loss, consuming 125-150% of the lost fluid volume helps restore hydration. The key takeaway is that hydration and sleep must be managed together. Dehydration of even 1-2% of body mass can reduce cognitive awareness, anaerobic power, and recovery capacity, while poor sleep worsens fluid balance, stress hormones, and training adaptation. Many athletes misjudge their hydration status. 60% believe their strategies work, yet 40% feel very dehydrated during training. Objective monitoring, consistent sleep habits, pre-race electrolyte loading, and structured recovery protocols are essential. For triathletes, the goal is not merely to avoid thirst, but to create a physiological environment where sleep and hydration support each other, enabling faster recovery, better training adaptation, and stronger performance across swimming, cycling, and running.